The 68 teens in the Creative Solutions program are not called students. They have a job. Their job is to create a gallery exhibition of artworks and a musical theater production, and they have 7 weeks to do both. Lisa Schmidt has directed Creative Solutions for 15 years.
They're learning responsibility. They're learning teamwork. They're learning how to follow through. They're learning how to show up on time for a job. They're learning how to dress appropriately, how to communicate with their boss, all those things that are necessary to keep a job today.
Most of the teenagers are on probation because of truancy. Some are guilty of misdemeanor offenses, like drinking alcohol. But they're also the kind of young people who might benefit from some self-discipline.
To get into the program, they don't have to demonstrate any talent whatsoever. Many of the kids do have a great deal of talent. They've already been studying art either on their own, self-taught, or maybe they've been taking classes at school. Some of them have serious learning disabilities and challenges. What we're trying to do is help these kids gain life skills.
When he was 16, Robert was incarcerated at the Dallas County Youth Village for indecent exposure.
I was first put on probation when I was 13, but I kept violating, which caused my probation to get extended. I violated one more time, and that's when I got sent to Dallas County Youth Village.
Robert read about Creative Solutions and was sent to the camp. That was 3 years ago. He's been back every summer since. He discovered talents for poetry and acting. Now 19, Robert calls the program a life-changing experience, which he had to work at.
It's a whole lot of work. You gotta have a whole lot of patience, because you know you have different kids that you don't even know, and you know you got some that's quiet, some that's just loud and obnoxious. But you gotta know how to talk to them.
Schmidt and the professional artists who teach these teens confront more than just educational problems.
The kids, many of them, have a lot of anger. They have a lot of anger at their families for maybe letting them down. They are aware that their parents are not there for them. Many of the kids are come from abusive situations, so there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of hurt.
For 3 years now, Creative Solutions has been held at Southern Methodist University. It's a partnership between SMU and Big Thought, the creative learning organization. At the end of the program, the theater performance and the gallery exhibition are held at the Meadows School of the Arts.
And we're so lucky to be here because we've been sort of bopping around from home to home. And now to have first-class art studio, first-class theater, it makes a huge difference. And then the kids can really begin to see themselves as maybe going to college because now they've been on a college campus.
Robert is one of those lucky ones. He's been admitted to Sterling College in Kansas. He wants to study radio journalism.
Sweet, live your life. Sweet, love your life.
Jerome Weeks.
Sweet.
KERA News.
Break it down.